Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, family? Golly, we missed y'all. I'm gonna be honest. I can't speak for them, but I will. We missed y'all. This is Speak. It's about to be an incredible show. If it's your first time, stay for a while. On the far left, that is the brilliant Dave Hellman, NFL insider for the last 10 plus years, since I already used the word brilliant for him.
Brilliance for joy.
Fabulous, amazing, intelligent.
Yeah. Keep going. It's not your birthday anymore, Girl. So you're done. Enough being nice to Joy Taylor. This is Eagles all-time rushing leader, 252 Live, LeSean Shady McCoy. And you look fly today, big dog. I love the outfit. Anyway, the Packers. We got to talk about this because this is one of the most fascinating quotes you'll hear all offseason. Aaron Rodgers. We know his future is up in limbo. Well, Aaron Rodgers, he's just getting started. Remember, four-time MVP. And he said yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. Close quote. Well, get this. He added the right situation could be in Green Bay or somewhere else. Future Hall of Famer Rob Gronkowski responded, and he said, why are you thinking MVP? Don't you want Super Bowls? Super Bowls are, I think, five times greater than an MVP award. Rob Gronkowski with, one of my favorite, quotes, you'll ever, read. You know what I mean? I don't have an issue with Aaron Rodgers' MVP comments. I truly, truly don't. Let's put some things in context. Aaron Rodgers, he understands one of my favorite quotes, control what you can control. All Aaron Rodgers can do is control his play. We have to remember, in Aaron Rodgers' 10 playoff losses, and that is a lot of them, the average points per game they give up, 33.5, his defense. In the 6 playoff losses, most recently, his team's allowed 31-plus points in the NFC Championship game losses, where he's at the brink of a Super Bowl. They've allowed 35 points per game. Aaron Rodgers is simply saying, look, I can still be an MVP. And if I am still an MVP, then it is implied that I can still win a Super Bowl in the right situation. Aaron Rodgers can't sit here and tell y'all that he's still capable of winning a Super Bowl because he realizes more than maybe anybody else in the history of the game of football because he has one of the most talented abilities without the most Super Bowl rings. So he realizes the disconnect between talent and Super Bowls. He understands there's a chasm there. And what is the chasm in Aaron Rodgers' mind? The rest of the team. So for Aaron Rodgers to go out and speak of his own ability, I don't hate it. If you were talking to a NASCAR driver of the sorts, they might tell you, yes, they can control a car of 160 miles per hour. The question now becomes, is a car capable of going that fast? Aaron Rodgers is the elite driver. But the question is the roster capable of going that fast and literally speaking, going that far? Shady, I know you played with Rob Gronkowski. You won a Super Bowl with Rob Gronkowski. You know him well. You've played against Aaron Rodgers countless times. Do you have an issue with his MVP comments?
I surely do. I do. I got a big problem with it. But first of all, can we give Gronk some love? Because, that's really him. Are you serious? I have a problem with it. The Super Bowl is what the goal is. That's what the quarterbacks that go out there and win MVPs, they go out there to win Super Bowls. And even the MVP just comes around with it, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure the years that A-Rod was trying to win a Super Bowl and them back-to-back years, he was trying to win the MVP by going through the Super Bowl. That's how it works. That's why you're the number one seed back-to-back years. But my thing with A-Rod is, and you spoke about it, that's in the past. Some days of carrying teams, them days is over with, right? Because he didn't carry this offense. Huh? The running game and the defense did. The last game against the Lions, he didn't carry nobody.
He didn't.
It was a running game. When you talk about MVP and playing at a high caliber, like we're used to seeing Aaron Rodgers play, that's 300-yard games all the time. Here, there, right? 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns, multiple mm-hmm. touchdowns in a game. That's Aaron Rodgers. That's MVP Aaron Rodgers. He had 1 300-yard game this year. 1. What are we talking about? He can't do it. It's over. So I think A-Rod is still a good quarterback for sure. But the time of taking over, the MVPs, them days,
You have a bigger issue with him thinking he can still play at an MVP level or him not talking about the Super Bowl and instead focusing selfishly on an MVP. Yeah. What's your bigger issue?
My thing is, first of all, them days are over with. The MVP days are over with. My problem with him is, why are we even talking about the MVP? Let's talk about winning the Super Bowl. You was, first of all, you came off a season not winning. You didn't make the playoffs.
Didn't make the playoffs, 8-9.
Let's get back to that. Let's get back to the winning games. Let's get back to the being in the playoffs, try to win a championship. I have the same talent, to get to MVP. We don't want to hear that. We want to see more action, like playoff action.
I mean, if he believes that he is, that's fine. I still believe I can go out and party like I did when I was 24.
I can get you 200 yards right now again. I did it before. I can do it again.
I can't. I can believe it. My body will let me know I can't. But, yeah, I have an issue with him talking about MVPs when he should be talking about Super Bowls. He's not playing at an MVP level. But if you're talking about what he can control and the situation, you make $50 million.
That's true.
So this is a situation you created.
Right.
You don't have to take that much money. Now, I'm not counting anybody's pockets. Take all the money you want. He certainly earned it, and that's fine. But you can't complain that the roster isn't as good. You can't have issues with this not being the best situation. And you chose to stay with Green Bay, who has traditionally done things the same way forever. You've been there 18 years now.
Right.
So you know this place. People aren't just going to wake up one day and be a new person just because you want them to. Mm-hmm. So I have an issue with him not talking about MVPs when he should be talking about Super Bowls. But this is the quintessential Aaron Rodgers statement. This is exactly who Aaron is. It's about Aaron. All the time. It's always about Aaron. This is the definition of, if I had to define Aaron Rodgers in a quote, this is what it would be. He is a great regular season quarterback, and that is going to be his legacy. Any other great would be like, yay, another MVP would be cool, but I don't really care about that. I want to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I want another Super Bowl. I want to play in another Super Bowl because that's the level that greats want to play at. That's enough. It's enough for an MVP. And the biggest tell from this statement is the situation word. Uh-oh. Situation.
It's a big one.
Situation. What is that?
Break that down.
What does that mean? Because my understanding of an MVP is that the situation doesn't matter, that you create the situation. You are the situation. What is the situation, Todd? You're relying on somebody else?
That is a little bit of a contradiction, isn't it? To say I can win it in the right situation.
Why does the situation matter? If you're the most valuable player, you are the situation.
Right.
We saw that with Jalen Hurts this year. That was the conversation all season long. Oh, he's got all these people around him. How could he be the MVP? Well, as soon as he's out, they're bad. It doesn't matter what the situation is. The reason Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP this year is because he is that situation. We know Patrick Mahomes is the reason that they are in the position that they're in. So what is that word, situation? It's very curious. It makes me kind of want to go back and look at some of those MVPs and why it was the right situation.
Ooh.
There's a lot of really good context here. And for me, I mean, Rodgers talks to Pat McAfee he does a whole segment with him every week. He says a lot of stuff. But the funny thing for me, and actually, I don't doubt that Aaron Rodgers could. It would be dependent on the situation, which I get is kind of a contradiction. But he already did this, which he pointed out when he was talking to Pat McAfee, that everybody was down on me in 2019. I bounced back. I won back-to-back MVPs. Cool. So, I mean, even as poorly as we think he did, he was 11th in passing yards this year. Like, he wasn't terrible. He had the same passer rating as Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson. He wasn't awful. That's all I'm trying to say. So, I'm not completely out on the idea of him doing it. My thing is, there's useful context here. Like, to piggyback off of what Joy just said, another thing that I thought was really interesting, in the middle of all of this, Rodgers talked about whether or not he wants to play again, and he brought up the idea of, like, well, are the Packers going to get serious about doing what I want them to do? I'm paraphrasing, but he mentioned by name. He was talking about, is Mercedes Lewis going to be there? Is Randall Cobb going to be back with me if he wants to play? Is David Bakhtiari coming back? Is Alan Lazard coming back? And I get that those are his guys that he's been with forever, but those are the guys that led to a talent-poor offense that couldn't get the job done. So I'm like, Aaron, do you care more about doing things the way you want to do them and having fun, or do you want the Packers to be better? Because that came across to me as like, again, Aaron just wants to do Aaron things and have everything go the way that he wants it to. And I don't know if those two things are the same, because the Packers have been doing that since he agreed to come back, right? Like, they got Randall Cobb out of Houston for him. They've done a lot of things the way he wanted to since they drafted Jordan Love. And this is what we're looking at. I take issue with one thing you said, too, by the way.
Please elaborate.
Don't get me wrong. The Packers have lost some playoff games because their defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. How many points did the 49ers score when the Packers went out sad in the playoffs just last year? I think it was 13, wasn't it?
Yeah, not a lot.
They got bullied.
13 to 10. So, like, the way the Packers have failed here in the twilight of Aaron Rodgers' career is all-encompassing. Like, they've done it a variety of different ways. We can't act like Aaron Rodgers doesn't deserve blame in that.
My thought, though, is if you're Aaron Rodgers and you know that truly you're trying to solicit other takers, because Aaron Rodgers starts that quote talking about, look, if the Packers want to move on with Jordan Love going on year 5 in the National Football League, maybe year 4 in the National Football League, if they want to move on with Jordan Love, so be it. I can still play at an MVP level. Shady, you talk about this all the time at running back. When you went to Buffalo, that offensive line was not at first the same offensive line you had in Philly. And you're like, look, I still got gas. I don't know about them other dudes, but I'm not the problem. Don't you think to some degree that's essentially what Aaron Rodgers is saying? Like, yo, I still got game. I don't know about all these other cats, depending on where I go, but I still got game.
Yeah, I think the competitive nature in us players, especially a guy like that who's accomplished so much in this league, that's probably some of that coming out. But I think, like quarterbacks are different than other positions, right? Like, Brady, we can say that he didn't have a really good year this year, right? He didn't set none of his goals as far as playoff or championships, Super Bowls, even his individual play. He won't be talking about no MVPs. He's talking about winning Super Bowls. No matter how bad he played or trying to prove that he still can play, it's just different. Maybe the flashy wide receiver, I can see them saying that. A running back, right? I will probably say that. I still can play. Them guys are bums. I'm good. I can see myself doing that, but certain level of, like, I don't know, the steps of the team. Quarterback is like a coach. There's coaches. There's owners of coaches. There's quarterbacks. Then it's the team. You see what I'm saying? Yep. So it strikes me when he talks like that because you should be held to a higher standard. You're the quarterback.
Joy, final question for you before we take this to break. This quote, obviously you can extrapolate it and make a very big deal out of it, or you can treat it as nothing. How much do you think this mentality that Aaron Rodgers has displayed in this quote, the selfish mentality, has been a hindrance to his progress collectively in his career? Like, do you really read into this? How much do you think this mindset has hindered his career?
You can have it both ways. You either just say whatever, you don't really mean anything, and you're really aloof, and you don't know what you're doing, or you are intentional and you're intelligent, and we're supposed to take what you say seriously. Don't get it both ways. He goes on the show. He knows what he's going to be asked about. He has these conversations. Either you're a serious person and you say things that you mean, or you don't. So if you just, this is just jokes, we're reading too much into it, then do that. But I'll keep that same energy for everything that you say. Of course this is what he means. Of course this is what he is. We have evidence this is who Aaron is throughout his career. This is, Brady is a great point. That's the difference. When your aspirations are above, you like this. It's not about goals. Don't limit yourself. He has goals of winning MVPs, right?
Book
so
talk.
He wins MVPs. But if you dream beyond that, then you could, I don't know, win another Super Bowl, which would put you into a different category of the greats. It doesn't take anything away from Aaron's career. But there's a reason why Gronk reacted like that. Gronk got rings.
Right.
Gronk got rings and things. He's experienced that. He's been the reason in the big moments that that's happened. And for all this MVP talk, I'm so capable of an MVP. What did your MVPs give to your team? Playoff disappointments. That's what those seasons did.
She's not wrong. Well, what you were getting at is whatever follows I am will follow you. So, Aaron Rodgers, you might say I am an MVP. You need to start saying I am a Super Bowl champion. Coming up, Dak Prescott, he had a career game against the Bucs, the best game of his life, his 7-year career. Coming off of that, how confident are we going to be in Dak moving forward? He has a huge one against the 49ers. This conversation will be equally as impressive.
I messed up the book quote, but...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In case you missed it, Dak Prescott is coming off of his best game ever. He shut up all the critics. Well, maybe not all of them, but most of them. Now, Jerry Jones said it was, quote, the best game I've ever seen him play, close quote. Next up are the 49ers Sunday on Fox. And Dak says, I'm confident in the guys that I've got, the scoop that we have, and what we're capable of doing. Once again, for those that aren't as familiar with Dave Hellman, he covered the Cowboys for 10 years, was in Dallas when Dak Prescott got drafted, has watched him dating back to college at Mississippi State, all the way to the
That's
NFL,
his boy.
Has not missed a game. So, Dave Hellman, you tell me, what's your confidence level in Dak going forward?
I feel like a crazy person. Like, I get on this show every week after, like, 1 and 2 and 3 pick games and test my confidence in Dak Prescott. So am I going to jump off the bandwagon now that he finally played, like, the QB that I think he is? Hell no. I'm very confident
okay,
in Dak.
Okay.
Look, it's a tough matchup. I mean, this is one of the best rosters in the NFL. But, this, like I said yesterday, this is who I've always known Dak was. This is who he's been for the majority of his career. Yes. The majority of his career, all 7 years of it, he's been this guy way more often than he has
right
been.
At me.
I understand the problem with the picks. He's got 29 touchdowns in 12 games since he came back. Like, he's scoring them as good as anybody in the league since he came back from his thumb injury. His only problem with his game.
Only problem is
turnovers. If he can limit them, and he did against Tampa, if he can limit them, the sky's the limit. I got all the confidence in the world in Dak.
Shady's giving you applause, Dave Hellman. Shady, you confident in Dak?
Wait,
confident
real quick, Dave? Show the world your celebration.
Nah, that's what I did. That's what I did after the fifth touchdown of the night.
Ooh, that's
finger
very,
guns.
Very, very cool. I'm gonna say mid, like mid level, right? Because yep. Listen, he did play well against Tampa.
Like, really good.
But you know what's funny? We're on a production meeting, and you guys have so much confidence in him. It's like, the guy has a really, really good game. He doesn't throw picks, right? He doesn't throw no pick six. And all the confidence is out the roof. I got to say it's a better team. This guy has only played with 12 games, led the league in picks, and he's going against the 49ers. They're a really good defense.
Very good.
But guess what? He led the league in picks. They led the league in getting picks. Right?
It's not a good combination.
They say fights make
styles make fights.
Hello? Say, you know, say it again.
Styles make fights.
And he led the league in picks. They lead the league in getting picks.
You know who led
they
the league
belong
in
together.
Picks.
They belong together. So this is my thing. For me to give him that confidence, right, because I love what he did last weekend against a bad defense. But, hey, it's playoffs. Tom Brady, the narrative you want to write. I want to say it's a good defense, and we'll see.
Philly led the league in picks on Christmas Eve, and Dak dotted them up for like 330. Okay. Just absolutely demolished them, and they were all healthy. Like, Jalen Hurst didn't play in that game, but all the other guys did. Bradbury was there.
Listen,
Slay was there.
I don't want to get off script.
You're talking about your Eagles.
I don't want to
talk about the Eagles that Dak put 300
on. I mean,
now
I can go back to this.
They led the league in picks.
I go off script and talk about all the times. He throws pick sixes all the time. Pick.
He's done it 3 times.
I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? He throws his team and other team. I don't want to do that. That's not the segment.
He did it against Philly and still dotted him up for 330 and won the game.
They don't play Philly, right? They play the Niners. Right.
I just
keep this all this energy,
out there.
Sarcasm and all that, right? Be sarcastic when you play them Niners, the team that gets more picks than anybody else, any other team in NFL.
It's gonna be tough
versus a quarterback that gives you more picks than any other quarterback in NFL. I can't wait to see it. I hope my mentions and DMs. I want to match last weekend's against the Bucks.
They've been busy this week.
They are real busy, right?
What they were saying.
Oh, you know, the problem is, I'm on TV now, but I'm a ball player first, right? It's in me. Oh. Shady McCoy, no matter
what's that mean, though?
I can take that.
Yeah.
I've had fumbles. I've lost games. Right? Sure. They strip me fumble, pick a strip sack, you know, all that, you know, and miss a block. I've been there. I can take that. Right? But it's funny how they wait till he has a great game to come at me. The guy been throwing picks every week. But it's all good.
It's all good.
I take that. I'm having the same energy Monday night against the Bucks. I'm having the same thing Sunday night against the Niners.
Okay. Dang.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, two things, guys. This is not scripted.
That's so true.
I try to stay on script. This guy is.
One. Two, I'm afraid to spoil this for you, Shady. They are not going to keep that same energy. Now, Dave might have to.
I have to.
Oh, he won't.
I'm contractually obligated.
Yes. But everybody else.
The producer calls you double dutch.
They are never going to keep that same energy.
How dare you?
They never have, never will.
Joy, break it down for me, though. What's your confidence level in Dak going forward?
I'm confident in Dak. I've always felt like Dak was capable of winning a Super Bowl. I mean, when you really look at what you need at the quarterback position in order to win a Super Bowl, if you have enough talent around you, if you have the right coaching, why wouldn't Dak fall into that category? That's why I felt like Dak should have been paid when it was his time to get paid. But if we think Brock Purdy's capable of winning a Super Bowl, which I think all of us do, it's not because of Brock Purdy. It's because of everything that's around him, right? I mean, we wouldn't even be taking this seriously. He's a seventh-round rookie player.
Yep. It's irrelevant.
Yeah. So, of course, Dak is capable of it, and I think that he should feel confident going into this game. You just won a playoff game against Tom Brady where people were legitimately picking against you, even though you were a much better team. Dave did.
You kept the faith.
But it's not about keeping the faith. I just think that they're capable. This is a good team. It's not about the roster. I don't even think it's about the coaching. It's just the Cowboys. They just find a way to mess things up. They get in their own way. They have all the talent they need. Could it be better in certain places? Sure, but you can go down the list of everybody in the playoffs and you have questions about every single team that is in the playoffs. True. There's no, even as dominant as the Niners have been, they still have a rookie quarterback. That is an anxiety. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him play terribly yet, but all of us feel like that's possible.
Right.
And it wouldn't even hold it against him because he's a rookie.
It's a baby.
Right. So I have confidence in Zach. We will see. This is they're going up against a great team.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I think the Cowboys have already won their Super Bowl.
My confidence level in Dak, very high.
Very high.
And Dak, it's very high. Clearly, they're going up a great opponent, but unless you are a future Hall of Famer, last 10 years, you win the Super Bowl, you got to have 18 touchdowns and one interception in the playoffs if you want to get it done. Joe Flacco, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. Nick Foles, 6 touchdowns, 1 interceptions. So collectively, 17 touchdowns and 1 interception to win a Super Bowl, unless you're a future Hall of Famer. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and what many assume to be Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, obviously. Matthew Stafford, he's fringe there. So when I think about that, he has to be capable of getting hot enough. 11 touchdown, no pick hot. Hot enough, 6 touchdown, 1 pick, Nick Foles hot to win a Super Bowl. Well, like Joy said, he's on the right track. Shady, I know you play some blackjack. When you play blackjack, there's no better feeling after that first card is an ace. When that first card is an ace, you halfway there. Now, that second card.
Monkey!
what that means is 10.
That
second card might be a 2, and you might be screwed.
Yeah.
But if that second card is a 9, 10, or a face, you're great. Yeah. Dak Prescott's first card was an ace. 5 touchdown game, 4 passing, 1 rushing. That first card was an ace. Now, I don't know what that second one against the Niners is going to be, but if that first one is an ace, that's better than anything else. So that's why, Dave, I'm confident in Dak.
And you know what else? And y'all can roll your eyes if you want to. You usually do when I talk about Dak. But in addition to him playing great, the other thing is his teammates made the plays that they hadn't been making. Like, if you think about that game on Monday night, Dalton Schultz makes a juggling catch on the sideline. That has turned into a pick at different times this season. He's throwing balls over the field, contested catches by CeeDee Lamb and Noah Brown. Those are getting dropped earlier in the year. It started out so poorly for the Cowboys in similar fashion. Like, Dak had a regrettable throw on the first play of the game, 2 catches that CeeDee Lamb could have had that didn't work out. And I was like, here we go again.
This is why I didn't pick these guys.
And then they started making those plays.
Very quickly. It's easier to make plays when you're not as contested. I remember that Dalton Schultz touchdown. He runs an out and up, easy, not contested touchdown. Yep. Everything will be contested against the 49ers.
It's going to be tough.
What the Seahawks got when they scored, DK Metcalf, contested catches, contested slams, contested go balls.
That is true.
You are confident in Dak, but speak to me about your confidence given the opponent. That sigh may have said it all.
This is going to be, if the Cowboys can win this game, it'll be their most impressive win in modern memory, honestly. Because even, like, let's think about the games that they lost. Like, they went toe-to-toe with a Rodgers team, a good Rodgers-Packer team, but they lost the next week. They couldn't hold on to a lead against Seattle. You think about their loss to the Rams, the 2018 Rams, good team. They went to the Super Bowl that year, but they weren't quite ready in the sense that Jared Goff accounted for 3 points in that Super Bowl. Like, the Rams ran for 300 yards on the Cowboys in that game. I think this will be the – even with a rookie quarterback, that's amazing to say. Even with a rookie quarterback, this would be the best team that they've beaten in the playoffs in –
consistent he really is. I mean, the last 5 games, 4 of them games, he got pick 6, right? I know he had a great game against the Bucs, but they're still in his DNA in the games before that. We'll see.
We will see. Coming up, we need to see Jalen Hurts. He's only played playoff game. Shady's excited to talk about it. Giants, they've been balling as of late. We'll tell you, do we have any concerns about Jalen Hurts?
Come on,
next. About time we talk about some real ballers, you know? About time.
The Eagles playoff journey starts against the Giants Saturday on Fox. Jalen Hurts has only played one game in the last month due to a sprained throwing shoulder. He did not seem fazed, though, about the Giants potentially targeting the injury, saying, quote, "It's football. I've got a bounty on me every week I go out there on the football field." Now, for those that haven't
seen them guns,
ready. The Giants played about as well a game as you can play last week. They're about as hot as any team in football. The Eagles, however, are off last week, given how well they were playing in the regular season. So now, Dave, do you have any concerns about Jalen Hurts, who's only played one game in the last month?
Do I have any concerns? Yeah, I've got some concerns. I mean, he had a case for MVP. He was named second-team All-Pro. Jalen Hurts is a good player, but he hasn't been healthy in the better part of a month. He's been idle three of the last 4 weeks. That's just facts, right? I'm not making anything up yet,
facts.
Right?
Everything you're saying
now,
is correct.
Now, this part might be a little bit subjective. He hasn't played very well since before Christmas. Like, he struggled against the Bears, largely because he got hurt, but that still happened. And then he comes back from the injury after two games off, and they beat the Giants backups, I will add. And he played fine. Like, he played fine. And now you've got a week off, and this is a classic case. This is a classic case of Russ versus momentum. Like, the Giants, clearly the Giants aren't as good as the Eagles. The Eagles beat them twice. They beat them down in early December. I get that. But they've got the confidence of winning a road playoff game. They've got the confidence of Daniel Jones playing the best game of his career. They're rolling. I'm curious to see, because I don't think this is going to be an easy game for the Eagles. I'll be shocked if it's
an easy hard game.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what he thinks, baby, because we're going to be in the link. It's going to be turned up. You feel me?
I feel you.
It's been a long time since we had the number one seed. It's been a long time. Jalen Hurts is back. Now, week 18, listen, he came in. He was rusty. That happens, though. Let me break this down for you. Let me put it in the perspective of a player. So, first of all, he's a franchise guy, right? You want to protect him. He's hurt, so he's not in the normal routine. So, you know the routine. You come in, get breakfast, right, with the guys, laughing. Then you go to team meetings. Then you go to offensive or defensive meetings. But when you're hurt, right, you're not doing that.
So
the offensive meetings, you're not in there with the guys. You're getting treatment. When we go to practice, he goes out there for the walkthrough. Okay, what's going on? The game plan. I'm back in there getting treatment. Now that you got your whole routine, you came in week 18 and got the rust off, knocked it off, got the win against the backups.
Yeah.
I don't care who's out there. We're going to beat them. Anyway, he's better now. He's more healthy. Now he's on the same routine. You see them guns and at practice. You see them guns right there. Now he's back with the routine, with the ones, practicing, getting the rust off. We're going to be ready to go. We can't wait. We hear the noise. Oh, this Giants team. They're coached very well. They went up to Minnesota and beat a good team. The best home team, you know, record in the NFL. We can't wait.
I can't wait to see it. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited.
I'm telling you right now. First of all, do you know that I had to really, like, call in there to get my tickets because I can't go for my people. It was sold out. The day that it was announced we were playing, it was sold out in, like, 24 hours. Joy, it took a day. You telling me they're going to let them Giants come in and beat them? Man, listen. And the link?
If it was sold out, how'd you get your tickets?
I mean, all time in Russia. I mean, can you?
Yeah, sure.
Hello.
Joy, any concerns about Hurts versus the Giants?
No, I'm not concerned. And what he said was true. He knows. Everybody doesn't like the word bounty, but that's, like, literally what the defensive line gets paid to do.
It can't wait to do it.
It's trying to hit him. He's aware of what's going on. He's aware of what he's going into. And Jalen is a confident guy. I'm not worried about his health. What I wanted to see and needed to see in that game, I saw. He could throw the ball. We all know he's going to be able to run. And to Shady's point, he's going to be back into his routine. The playbook is going to be back to what it needs to be. And this is going to be a good game. I'm with Dave in that. I think that the Giants do deserve some respect.
Yeah. They do.
They've earned it.
But I think we all agree they feel like they're overachieving.
To this point, yeah.
Yes.
I would agree.
Yep. Nobody feels that way about the Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
This is expected. Now, maybe that's the perfect storm, but we're going to find out. And if I got to put my confidence in someone, it's Jalen Hurts, who's been playing at the highest level for the most amount of time this season, even with the past few weeks with the injury. He's been the most consistent player up until the injury, all season long, at the highest level. So that's why he's all pro. That's why he
is an all-pro.
He's all pro.
So that's not an accident.
And that ain't easy to get.
Yeah.
Dang. I'm concerned. Kind of like why Dave is, but here's why, 2-5. Let me break it down for you. We dictate how quarterbacks play based off a narrative.
Okay.
Right? If the quarterback wins the game like Brock Purdy did with the San Francisco 49ers, yo, he played amazing.
Okay.
But you saw the game.
Yeah,
I saw the game. We all saw the game. We're like, yeah, Brock Purdy didn't really play amazing. Statistically, he did, but he didn't really play amazing. The Eagles won the Bears game, where Jalen Hurts had no passing touchdowns and two picks, three rushing touchdowns, three TDs, two turnovers. The Eagles won the Giants game, where Jalen Hurts had no touchdowns, one interception.
Okay.
So we're like, you know what? Jalen Hurts is playing okay because the Eagles are winning those games. Let the Eagles have lost to the Bears. Let them have lost to the Giants. All of a sudden, the exact same performance, we would have called it something different because of the outcome. So if I'm not going to get distracted by the outcome and I'm going to look exclusively at Jalen Hurts, I'm saying to myself, last two performances, three interceptions, three touchdowns, all three touchdowns were rushing. Okay, I know the Giants are going to do this much. They're going to make you play with your left hand. So, Jalen Hurts, if you think you're going to go out there and rush for these touchdowns, you're not. You better get back to dot, 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 dots like you were doing against the Steelers, like you were doing against the Titans, like you've done during the course of this season. So, I'm concerned because I'm looking not at how you've played. I'm looking at how are you playing right now. That's why with Dak Prescott, I'm like, yo, Dak Prescott, he all right? You coming off a five touchdown game? Yeah, I'll
okay,
bet
but,
on that.
But, because I was going to bring up Dak. That was one game against an opponent that we all feel is inferior.
Inferior.
Well, we gonna ignore all the other games before
that? They always do that.
No, what I'm saying is Jalen Hurts.
Because if we're doing the law of averages here.
Big sixes.
Correct. But when it comes to the playoffs, for me, I don't necessarily do laws of averages because when it comes to the playoffs, you do see performances as of late be magnified.
Okay.
Josh Allen. He had a few turnovers. Law of averages says Josh Allen's not going to turn the ball over. Come that playoff game, them turnovers, magnified. When I'm looking at Jalen Hurts, I'm saying to myself, okay, how have you been playing as of late? It might be the injury. I'm not going to act like Jalen Hurts can't play ball. It might be the injury. But when I think about three picks, no touchdowns through the air, three rushing touchdowns, I'm like, how confident am I that he's going to come out there and have a four-touchdown, no-interception game like he had back in November?
That's why I'm more confident. If you can go out there and play that bad and still get a win – we all talk about these type of games. There's type of games where you play great football and you lose and you should have won that game. Mm-hmm. Or you play terrible football, you find a way to win. So that's all like the confidence going forward. Think about that, though. He played bad, and we still got a chance to win. So imagine when he plays his regular game, right? Because if we talk about averages, his average ain't three picks and all that.
Not at all.
Matter of fact, he has the best turnover ratio at any quarterback in the NFL. That's why he's all pro. So my thing is, knowing that, I'm confident with that. Because at your worst.
You still get it done.
Come on.
Let me ask you this.
Ask me.
What we saw on Monday night, to your demise to some degree, Dak Prescott. Picks. All season
last
long.
Last four game, pick sixes. Yep, that's true. That's accurate.
Accurate. But in the playoffs, no picks. Yep. Five touchdowns. Jalen Hurts, all season long, no picks. Last two games, picks. In the playoffs, if we saw Dak go from picks to no picks, don't you think that there could be a concern to see Jalen Hurts go from no picks to picks?
So Jalen's being penalized for having the number one seed and having the bye in this situation?
Not
counting Dak's games where he wasn't in the playoffs against Dak, but Dak had to play in the first round and played good. So he's
This is a classic case, and I'm not trying to penalize anybody. I've seen it both ways.
Please don't.
This is a classic case.
You start with the Cowboys.
The Cowboys did this. Dak played great against the Packers in that game.
2016?
Yeah. I mean, he threw a pick, but he threw three touchdowns. He let him back from a deficit. He's a rookie. It's fine. Okay, it was 1 of 5 on the year. I don't care.
No, because it's like every time he throws a pick, like you want to like be quiet about it. Hey, four touchdowns, 30 yards, one pick. Like
no, Dak. I mean, we're going back to a 7-year-old game here.
It's like we always get picks out of my man.
Dak threw three touchdowns and a pick and rushed for another one. The Cowboys scored 31 points. They lost to Aaron Rodgers in an MVP. I think he won MVP that year, 2014. Mm-hmm. Regardless, my point is, we see this every year. You win in October and November, and that's great, and it can set you up. And then you get a week off. Some teams handle it better than others. The Cowboys have historically handled it really poorly for one reason or another. That's why Cowboy fans are afraid of the bye. They lost in 07 when they were the best team in the NFC. They lost in 2016 for the same thing. But we've seen other teams get the bye and use it to get themselves right, and they roll right through the playoffs.
I guess my thought process is not so much penalizing Jalen Hurts because he played so great, but teams oftentimes that bye penalizes you.
It does.
Wasn't it the Packers last year who had a first-round bye?
Yeah.
In the NFC,
they
saw the Niners in round one. Niners went to Green Bay and gave them that work. Now, here's the information we're omitting. The Giants are not the Niners.
Sure.
Right? This Giants team is not that. But you know as well as I do, Joy, you know as well as I do, Brian Daboll, he can scheme you up
he's,
now.
He's a hell of a coach.
He can scheme
but
you up.
Even that game, Joy, like the Cowboys versus the Niners, like we all felt that, I'm sorry, the Niners versus the Packers.
Last year. Yep,
I felt like the Niners can beat them.
Yep.
Same way I felt when the Niners came in Dallas and bullied them,
yep.
Right? I felt like they can beat them. Matt, actually, all the money was on the Niners when they was in Dallas last year.
So you don't.
So my point is, yep. With the Eagles, nobody feels like that.
Like the Giants can beat the Eagles.
Nah, I think it's going to be a great game because you got a motivated team on the road with a hell of a coach.
Yep.
Good running game, a quarterback playing efficient football. They got a shot. Good defense, stout up front. They got a shot.
So you think they can beat them? Because I'm worried.
Predicting a blowout.
Yeah. Like first, it's the playoffs, first of all. And it's a divisional game. You know this team very well. The strengths, the weaknesses. So it's going to be a good game. But if I say that, you know, the Eagles lose to the Giants, we all would be shocked, right? Like, whoa, they beat them? Or you think it's going to...
I would be surprised.
Okay, bang. Surprised. Was you? Because you gave me that look with my eyes.
Yes, I would, but I'm confused.
And you would too, right?
Well, here's why I'm
surprised.
Here's why I'm confused. I don't think it should be a close game if the Eagles are who the Eagles are.
It's the playoffs.
No.
The margin for error is so small.
I'll wait.
I think I agree with where he's going.
I call the equivalent. Okay. I believe the Giants are equivalent to the Seahawks. We saw them play. The Giants, I believe that the Seahawks have a good head coach, right? He's not bad. Pete Carroll, right? We don't think he's bad.
No.
I believe that
the Seahawks beat the Giants.
I believe
this
that
year.
DK Metcalf, Pro Bowl Geno Smith, Tyler Lockett are all players that would start on the Giants.
They're comparable.
So you can say they're not comparable. And the Niners mollywopped a divisional opponent.
But
so if the Eagles are that good, I think they should too mollywop the Giants.
But you don't get extra points for mollywopping anybody.
You don't.
You win or you lose.
Right.
The Cincinnati Bengals aren't in a better position because they or a worse position because they didn't beat down the Ravens.
You don't. But
the Bills had played a terrible game.
Terrible.
I think you asked them, and they barely beat the Dolphins with a third string quarterback. And nobody feels the Dolphins are that good right
now. But what I'm wondering is where's the confidence?
The Bengals are still
where's the confidence
favorite this
disconnect?
Game.
Because if y'all are that confident in the Eagles,
I'm confident they can win the game.
Right, I'm there. I'm confident they're going to win the game. I'm not going to point margin.
I think it's going to be close.
I think it's going to be a good game.
What's that mean? What's that mean to the viewer?
I don't know. It's going to be competitive.
It's going to be a competitive game.
It ain't going to be no mollywop, right? It's going to be a competitive game.
Like a 7-3-point game.
Something like that, yeah. See, I don't even go by the numbers because, like, there's games where it'll be competitive. And then
it ends up blowout.
Yeah, it's a blowout. I just feel like it's going to be a competitive game. I got two good coaches, right? Daboll is coaching his butt off, right? You got a running game. If you can run the ball, you're always in the game. You got a solid defense. It's going to be a good game. It's a divisional game. So, like, for example, when we watch tape on this team, it's so much tape because we play each other so much. I know what you like to do.
I don't want to hear, after what the Niners did to the Seahawks, I don't want to hear it's a divisional game.
I mean, hold on. See, I hate when you two, like, this whole playoff has been driving me crazy.
What does it have to
First
do
of all,
me?
When you did this, that really drove me crazy. Second of all, the worst playoff teams got blown out because they weren't good teams.
Yeah.
The Bucs, who's a losing team by record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to play as 8-9.
Sure.
And then the Seahawks, they're not a good team. They barely got in. So what I'm saying is, now that all the bad teams are out, now the good teams are playing, we'll see real playoff
football. You conveniently leave out the Dolphins and the Ravens when you say that.
But they were both divisional games.
They're both divisional games.
But here's my thing. The Seahawks were not a bad team. I do not think
I felt like they were.
The gap between the Seahawks and the Giants, we literally know because we saw them play, is not
earlier in the year.
But at the end of the day, every game is different. You have different players who are hurt with different injuries.
Right.
You didn't make certain adjustments. This player missed
More
this block.
More confidence. Come
and
on.
And this happened, so this person scored. At the end of the day, none of that matters. You win the game or you lose the game. Now, we can talk about all the nuances of it, but it doesn't matter that the Seahawks got blown out in the second half of that game. The Niners could have beat them by 1 point or beat them by however many 25 points they beat them by.
Another point is like the confidence of players, right? So, like, Geno Smith was lighting it up early in the year. Like, we're like, whoa, this guy has emerged. He's back. Look at Danny Dimes, though. Look where he was at now compared to where he was in the beginning of the year and in the middle of the year. He's playing at an elite level. Everybody's talking about him. That's the first thing we talked about is how good he's playing.
Sure, but you got to remember.
So now playing against the Eagles, I think he's going to play good. He's feeling himself.
If Jalen Hurts is healthy and doing his thing, then the Eagles should win this game by 14 points.
That part,
and that is
that
the part. Pressure that is on
this?
The Eagles.
Will we play a man now?
Yeah,
like, come
wait.
On, it's a game.
Why, unless we're talking about gambling.
No, we're
why
no.
Does it matter how
it,
many points?
It doesn't matter. You can win by one or by 20. Like, the final margin doesn't matter, but it's about who's playing the best football right now. I have a hell of a lot more confidence, and y'all will too, if the Eagles roll over the Giants than if they escape from their own stadium with a 3-point win. The same reason
that's not true.
All of a sudden
that's
I'm asking questions about the Bills.
I think that's disrespectful to the Giants.
It is.
Actually.
Okay. Since when we count, I'm sorry, I hit you so hard, but since when we been in the locker room like, yo, we gonna beat them by 20. Look, we want to win the game.
We don't, but here's what we know.
Come on now.
Who feels better right now, the Niners or the Bills? Who feels better going into this week? I know we all feel better about the Niners because the Niners won by 18 and the Bills won by the skin of their teeth. Go ahead.
I think the Bills have a bigger point spread from Vegas.
Going up against the Bengals?
I think so.
They might actually think about 4.5. But I'm saying.
So you answer your question.
What locker room would you rather be in is what I'm trying to tell you. You know that. If you won a game by 18 versus if you barely won, who feels better?
Listen, Josh Allen had 3 turnovers, right? And I feel more confident being in the Bills locker room than the Niners.
I think if you ask and got a real answer from anyone on the Niners, they don't care how many points they won by. They don't think they're going to beat the Cowboys like that.
They think they're going to win.
They're
going to win. Five touchdowns.
This is the NFL playoffs.
They're the Niners.
Go into that if you think so. Go in and underestimate your opponent
this
in the playoffs.
This is crazy, man.
I don't think it's underestimating them. I think the Niners realize how good they are. Like the Cowboys, if the Cowboys play their best and the Niners play their best, the Niners should win by 14 to 17 points.
Why?
17 points? Most NFL games are decided by 3 points or less.
I will tell you why. The why is if they both play their best, one team has an all-pro left tackle playing at an all-pro level. One team has an all-pro running back playing at an all-pro level. One team has an all-pro tight end playing at an all-pro level. One team has an all-pro wide receiver playing at a very high level. One team has an all-pro linebacker playing at an all-pro level. One team has an all-pro defensive end playing at an all-pro level. That is my why.
And I'm going to go right back with you. This is crazy. I'm about to do this. The Cowboys roster, they like that too. You look at them, all them all-pro linemen, they have the same amount.
They're all old.
I don't know that. When I watched this tape against the Bucks, they was blocking them boys. They was putting them. Hold on. We're not doing this old stuff.
Jason Peterson,
we're not doing this.
Your best friend,
time
Jason
out,
Peterson,
time out, time
he
out.
Ain't get out the game.
1 second. You want to talk about these all-pro players, right? I'm doing the same things with you. And if you don't want to do that, let's just do what it is right now, right? Pro Bowl wide receiver to no Pro Bowl wide receivers with the Niners.
All-pro tight end. Keep going.
Pro Bowl running.
Go ahead.
Time out. Pro Bowl running back. With no other Pro Bowl running backs over there. Okay? Because low-key, McCaffrey's balling.
Don't you dare say Tony Pollard better than Christian McCaffrey.
He's not better than him. He's not better.
Thank you.
He's playing better right now this year.
You're lying.
I'm the truth.
One had 130 yards.
One didn't get traded.
Put your hand down.
One didn't get traded and got busy. I don't need to go to a team to get busy. I'm getting busy right where I'm at. And I don't even want to cheer for the Cowboys.
So crazy that
you know I love the Niners.
You're making Shady defend the Cowboys.
Yeah, because it's like, because they're acting like,
it's not college.
Come on, man.
We're in the second rounds of the NFL playoffs. Everybody on the field is good to great at this point. Is there a gap in
and you know McCaffrey, my favorite running back. Why you make me do that?
All that talk, what's the difference in wins this year between the Cowboys and the Niners?
Yes,
I can tell you the difference in point margin. One set in NFL history.
It's wins and losses. You don't get extra points for beating them by 17. You might feel better afterwards for an
we
hour.
We got to talk about the Vikings
watch the tape
then.
For the next game.
This is crazy.
Minus 3.
You guys, minus so 10, you, guys, no. You guys better take spreads. I didn't even know this is
I'm
like.
I'm saying, Vikings won a whole bunch of games.
I've been here. I've been listening all year about how different the Eagles are.
Coming up,
the Eagles were
Tom
different.
Brady's done playing. Yeah, drink your coffee, bro. You don't need it. Tom Brady's done playing this season, but what about his future? Can a team actually still win a championship with the GOAT? I don't think so. I'll tell you why next on Scoop.
Defending the Cowboys.
Tom Brady threw just 2 touchdown passes Monday night, but he also threw that pick in the end zone that really turned the game around. His season ended 8-10 if you include the playoff loss. But what's next for the GOAT? He'll be 46 in August. He's got a whole bunch of decisions to make. The way I see it, I don't think you can still win a Super Bowl with the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, Tom Brady. I will repeat, he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. But the reason I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with them is because the situation would have to be perfect for it to get done, and there are no perfect situations in the NFL. It's what it comes down to. If you want to take Tom Brady to a situation where there's a great offensive line, well, please understand, if we just look at the teams in the playoffs, the Dolphins had 9 different offensive lines. The Bucs had 8 different offensive lines. The Ravens had 7 different offensive lines. The Bills, Chargers, and the Vikings, they all had 6 different offensive lines. The Cowboys and the Niners, they had 5 different offensive lines. The Seahawks had 3 different offensive lines. The Bengals, the Jags, the Chiefs, and the Eagles, they all had 3 different offensive lines. So, Tom, the only thing I can guarantee you about change is that the offensive line is going to change. So if we want to assume Tom can still win a Super Bowl in a perfect situation, there is no perfect situation. For that reason, Shady, I don't think the guy who formerly won you a Super Bowl is still capable of winning himself one.
I love me some Tom. That's my guy.
As you should.
I'm going to say no. And not just because it's Tom Brady and his age, and he is getting up there, but not that. More because of the young guns, it's over.
Good point.
Them Roger days, them Tom Brady, it's over. And like, every champ has his time. Muhammad Ali was the greatest. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Larry Holmes came. Mike Tyson came. Those guys come. It happens.
Next.
Let's look at this for a second. Patrick Mahomes is 27 years old. He's still lighting it up. Andy Reid's still rolling. He's still rolling. You know what's going to happen. Number one seed again. Joe Burrow, right? Yeah. Second year, went to the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Come on. He's only 26.
Yep.
He's a little older than most third-year guys, but he's still young. He's still rolling, still balling. MVP race, he was in there. Then you got Josh Allen. We all know how we feel about Josh Allen. He's only 26. And Jalen Hurts is 24. You got Justin Herbert, 24. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, 27, 26. Tom Brady can still play. I think he has something in the tank. The only thing something in his tank is like the reserve tank. Yep. You know, when it's done, there's like one more. He's still got a chance. He still can play. I think with a good team, a better team, younger wide receivers, some better offensive linemen, even though they do change, I think that it's not really his fault. It's more of the young guns that's playing. It's their time.
My rebuttal to that is just that you named a bunch of AFC quarterbacks. I mean, that's the beauty of why Tom Brady went to the NFC in the first place, is that that competition isn't as stiff in the NFC, right? Like, I'm not making that up. And on top of that, okay, think about that. Like, Tom Brady was up against a young gun. Like, he already beat Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Now, is that because Patrick Mahomes didn't have offensive tackles? I think so. But that's the beauty of football. You get in one game. I mean, Tom Brady, this sounds crazy to say, Tom Brady was on the wrong side of one of the craziest upsets in Super Bowl history. We don't really talk about that because he's won 7 of them. Yeah, but 07 was on a different level.
Yep.
I mean, one game from undefeated, we get it. So anything can happen when you get into one game. That's all I'm talking. That's all I'm saying. I do agree with you that the situation's got to be pretty close to perfect. I hear what you're saying, Emmanuel, but I think that takes it a little too far. Because, Shady, the 2020 Bucks had some issues, right?
Yeah.
Not every day.
Yeah, you'll deal with that.
Every team's going to deal with it. It doesn't have to be perfect from beginning to end. But I do think Tom Brady would have to go to a team that is very, very well set up. It would have to be like the 2020 Bucks. And I don't think there's that many situations that exist where you say, plug a good quarterback into this team and they win a Super Bowl. It's just not a long list.
But even if he was in the 2020 Bucks, this Tom Brady, 2023 Tom Brady is not 2020 Tom Brady.
It's 2020, he was rolling.
That's the thing.
He was rolling.
Even if we have to remember, Tom Brady has to take some ownership too. We praise him all the time for being the greatest
of
all time.
And he does.
Like, 2023 Tom Brady ain't 2020 Tom Brady. So he has to go to a roster that's better than the Bucks. Yeah. And that Bucks roster had 3 Hall of Famers on offense alone and maybe 1 or 2 on defense, maybe depending on how you feel about Lavonte David, Jason Pierre-Paul, et cetera. Joy, I want to bring you into this conversation. Can you still win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady?
Look, I'm never going to doubt Tom Brady's ability to win a Super Bowl. I shouldn't say never, but I'm not going to do it right now. He's still top 10 in completion percentage, passing yards per game, and passing touchdowns. They were 32nd in rushing yards per game, rushing touchdowns, and yards per carry. They had no run game this year whatsoever.
At all.
None. Now, I would agree with you that there is no situation that is perfect right now. The closest thing to it in the NFL is the 49ers. But Tom Brady is not going to the 49ers. However Brock Purdy plays, they still have Trey Lance coming back next year, who they spent 3 first-round picks on. They have to see if it works.
Right.
At the very least, Brock Purdy and Trey Lance are going to be in a quarterback competition at the beginning of camp next year. That's going to happen, unless Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl. And then we'll have a different conversation about what to do with Trey Lance. But none of that is for Tom Brady. That's not the place he's going to go. So if he does go to another place, is that place capable of being at the level that the 2020 Bucks were at, even if Brady isn't 2020 Brady? What are the teams we're talking about here? The Jets? No. No, that ain't gonna happen. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I don't believe that the Jets are capable of winning a Super Bowl even with Tom Brady. The Raiders, are we having serious conversations? Is the Raiders.
Why not? Why not the Jets?
They have no defense. They have no defense.
No, why not the Jets?
No, it's the Jets. I like the Jets, actually.
You got the Buffalo Bills. You're playing against the Patriots.
They split with the Buffalo Bills. The Patriots ain't that good. Tom Brady left there.
What about your team, Joy?
You got the Dolphins.
I mean,
hey.
Depending on.
I'm not saying it's the best roster in the league.
Back to the AFC. Hold on. Uh-oh. Also, I don't, and tell me if I'm wrong, Shady, because I feel like I said this a while ago and I said it early, and everyone was like, nah, it's not a big deal. It doesn't matter. Bruce Arians is a good coach.
Yeah, really good coach.
Him being there, I felt was important. That was a part of it, too. I know that they butted heads at first, but once they got things on track, how did it look? And how has it looked since? The coaching matters also. We don't even know if he's going to be there with the Jets. Vitale's not even going to be there. We assume that he's going to stay. But, like, what is he proving?
Jets are loaded, though. They got really, 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 really good defense.
You're going to the AFC, though. You're going back to the AFC where you have all those players.
You're in the wrong conference, yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, and I told you what I said about the young guns, but, I mean, we're just talking about teams that fit. That fits well. Good defense. I mean, their whole team's like 3 points, 7 points, and losing. Right? The Patriots is nothing to talk about. They can beat them. And then the Bills. Let's not forget, they did split with the Bills this year. Right?
No,
no quarterback play.
My thing is, I don't think it's as much about the surroundings as I do think it's Tom. Let's not forget, when Brady joined the Bucs, the Saints were like that.
They were a wild card the year they won the Super Bowl.
The Saints were like that, Drew Brees is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he was in his bag. Their defense was like that. DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Malcolm Jenkins, Marshawn Lattimore, amongst others.
Gardner was over there, too.
You know what I mean? They were really like that. I don't know, Joy, if Tom, we talking about all this other stuff. I'm talking about Tom.
I'm not with you there.
But
no,
Tom is better. Tom is better than Zach Wilson.
Tom is better than
anything the Jets have. I don't think the Jets would be bad with Tom.
Right.
I think the Jets would be better.
Right.
But the question isn't, can Tom go somewhere and win some games?
Can
he win a Super Bowl? And to Shady's point, all those young players are in the AFC.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go to the AFC, particularly the AFC East, and play in that division, I can say whatever you want, but, like, Bill Belichick going to have your number every once in a while, too. So you're not going to win the division. And then you're going to be a wild card team up against all of those young teams.
They didn't need to win their division to win the Super Bowl he won in Tampa.
But that is a point, though.
Here's my thought, because I know y'all two on the far end aren't with me. Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts. Those are the four quarterbacks left.
In the NFC.
Dak, Daniel, Brock, all outplayed Tom Brady. Like, remove the name from the back of the jersey. Tom is the greatest of all time.
I'll play them when they played?
No, in these playoffs. No, you got to get there. But Brock got there. Jalen got there. Daniel got there. Like, I'm not going to discriminate against the youth because of their youth. Jalen, I would not rather have – like, you really think Tom Brady is outplaying Jalen Hurts right now?
No, he's not. But that's why you threw the teams in there, because you know better. You know that the Bucs losing all them games ain't Tom Brady. Ain't just all him.
No, not
okay?
all.
So what I'm saying is, if I don't think he won a Super Bowl because of the other young quarterbacks. It's their time. It's their prime. They're the Tom Brady in their craft right now.
Yes,
but what I'm saying is, with a solid group of players like the Jets, like, that makes real sense. They run the ball. If he has a running game, he can really play his game, right? They have a lot of young receivers and a great defense. He would have a better shot to even win something. That's all I'm saying.
I feel it. I guess my thought is, so many teams that are great at running the ball right now are great at running the ball because of their quarterbacks. Top five running teams in the NFL this year: Bears, Ravens, Falcons, Giants, Eagles. You know those quarterbacks. Bears, Justin Fields. Ravens, Lamar Jackson. Falcons, Marcus Mariota. Giants, Daniel Jones. Eagles, Jalen Hurts. Quarterbacks are contributing to running games now, too. So it's not just about, like, oh, I got to give him everything. He got to be able to give them enough.
But I'm talking more like okay, so who won last Super Bowl? The Rams?
Yeah.
A running game like that and a quarterback playing off of that.
Got you.
You can win like that.
You can win like
that. Yeah, but you also need the coaching to do it, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Welcome back. We got a little bit of drama in Baltimore. If you haven't been paying attention, superstar quarterback Lamar Jackson Ravens Calais Campbell commented and said, you can't let a guy like him go. There's always some new, exciting kid that has potential to go out there and be great. But this is a business of for sures and knows. And you know who Lamar Jackson is. Shout out to my guy, Calais Campbell. He's keeping it real. Joy, you keep it real for us, please.
She always does.
Who's at fault for the contract drama, Lamar or the Ravens?
The Ravens, for multiple reasons. The Ravens knew that the market reset when Deshaun Watson signed that contract. You ain't got to like it, but that's what happens. And you don't have to do it, but you know it reset. And you know everybody else around the league who plays that position was like, what, huh? What did he say?
How many dollars?
For how many's?
How many guarantees?
Okay, I'm going to remember that. Now, I might not ask for that, but I'm going to make sure at some point along the line, the math maths for what I deserve.
Right.
And that's what Lamar Jackson is saying. And even if, let's pretend, let's go to some alternate universe where that didn't happen, I still have to set the market because I'm the next man up. And the Ravens know that because, I don't know, they're in the NFL and that's how this works. Now, if you don't want to invest in your franchise quarterback, which I think is a very strange strategy to have,
right,
but people play like they are going to do that sometimes, then you need to be honest with him that that's the way that this thing is going to go. But that offer wasn't what it needed to be. And they should have been negotiating harder to get it done if they really wanted him there, which is why I think this is going to get very contentious in the offseason. And it should, because Lamar Jackson deserves to be paid a lot of guaranteed money and a long-term deal. Not only has he shown that in this league, but he's going to get that anywhere on the market because he is that good. Don't get caught up in the recent injuries. Lamar Jackson wasn't injured his whole career. And really the moment they should have known to start putting the pennies aside, start making the little slide, the little thing across and make the math was when he won the MVP.
Right. Simple.
Like, you knew this was coming. This was coming down the line. And this is a blessing. Take your blessings. This is a blessing. It is a blessing to be able to pay for a franchise quarterback that represents the city, that represents the team, that plays at a high level, who up until this year before he got injured had you in a position to get into the playoffs in the first place. You were only there because of what he did during the regular season. So it's the Ravens' fault.
I think the Ravens are at fault absolutely for the situation.
About time, bro.
The Ravens are at fault for the situation, but I do think Lamar is at fault for the drama. Ravens situation, it's y'all's fault. Get the deal done. But when you talk about the drama, typically it's players that are at fault for the drama. Aaron Rodgers, I want to retire, drama. Kyler Murray, removing pictures, drama. Lamar Jackson, what was it? September 14th, after Russell Wilson got paid. Man, that Walmart money, different. You can't talk about somebody else's money when you're still waiting on yours. Week 8 of the National Football League season this year, Thursday Night Football, he holds up the sign, pay that man. Pay that man, Lamar Jackson.
That was so fun.
December 4th, Lamar Jackson gets hurt. Now, because he's not yet signed, now we're wondering, wait, how hurt is he? Clarification tweet on January 12th. Well, you know what? I'm actually hurt. It's a grade 2 PCL injury. And now, y'all remember that post he posted just a couple days ago talking about, you know, if you really value somebody, you have to care about them. She's otherwise, right. They won't care about you.
That's right.
So the Ravens are at fault that this situation has not yet been resolved. It's absolutely their fault for that. But as it pertains to the drama, I think that's on Lamar because the Ravens haven't said anything about the contract. They haven't held up no signs. They haven't put out no tweets. Lamar Jackson said he did not want to negotiate during the course of the season because he didn't want to be a distraction. But then he tweeted about Walmart money. He held up the sign, and now he's been tweeting an IG posting. So Lamar got to own the drama. Ravens got to own the situations. Dave Hellman, educate me on where you stand.
This is the Cleveland Browns' fault. Joy said, there is an order of things when you do this. It's, you know, next guy up gets the most. That's what happened. Like, there's a line, you know, it's Kyler and it's Russ. It was Dak before that. And then the Cleveland Browns just run and cannonball into the money pool and give out a sad, desperate contract. $230 million guaranteed to a guy that hadn't played, to a guy that's followed by a list of allegations that you need multiple sheets of paper for. It's unprecedented. It's an unprecedented deal. It's something we've never seen. And so Lamar Jackson sees that. Once you change the game, like, we didn't know that was possible. Mm-hmm. Once you change the game, now the rules of negotiation are totally different. You mean to tell me Kyler Murray got $103 million in guarantees, Russell Wilson got $124 million, so roughly $20 million in guarantees. You mean to tell me if the Ravens had offered him $133 million in guarantees that he wouldn't have taken it? Or if Lamar had said no, the Ravens are like, okay, cool, you've won an MVP. We'll give you $150 million guaranteed.
Right.
He would be signed. he would be signed. You cannot convince me otherwise. You cannot convince me that Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, when he sees Jimmy and Dee Haslam, the owners of the Browns, when he sees them at owners' meetings, he's just like, you guys ruined this for me. He has to. It's all their fault. They messed up everything. And, I mean, that doesn't help them sort it out because now it's just about who comes off their number. And I don't know the answer to that, but the Browns are the reason they're in this position.
2-5, last thought before we go. Lamar Jackson, Ravens, who's at fault?
Ravens. I mean, and I'm getting a headache talking about this. This is like, it's Lamar Jackson, MVP, your only MVP you ever had. And owners, they love money, right? You want to save money by not paying him? Like, what are we talking about? Owners love to call other owners, hey, come to the game, you know, different businesses. You know, when they rich like that, they all hang out. They now come to a franchise where there's nobody going to the games, right? It's a cool to come see Lamar Jackson play, right? I own this team. Lamar Jackson is one of the biggest faces in football. Come watch him play. Who you want to go see if Lamar Jackson's not there? Like, we're making it too complicated. Pay the MVP, pay your guy. Let's move on with this.
Simple as that. Pay the MVP, pay your guy. Let's move on with this. Well, moving on next, there are four great quarterbacks left in the NFC. I call them great because that's how they're playing right now. Hurts, Purdy, Prescott, Jones. Who do we have the most trust in next on Speak? You'll be surprised by these.
This is a tough decision. Don't you think, Dave?
Not at all.
This is the most fascinating conversation of the weekend. You got four NFC quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts, he was off because of how great he played. He's an all-pro. Brock Purdy, he's a rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, but he's won 7 straight games. Dak Prescott coming off the best game of his life. And Daniel Jones having the best season of his life. There are reasons to be proud and confident and trust in every single one of these quarterbacks. But Shady, I'm going to ask you the question of the day.
Okay.
Which quarterback do you trust the most?
Oh, man, it's a tough one, bro. Out of them four guys, man, I'm going to go with, he's doing good. Hit last game. He had 5 touchdowns, but then Danny Jones beat the Vikings. Like, I'm going to go with the only all-pro on the board. I'm going to go with that. I mean, I know how hard it is to be an all-pro. Dave Ellman, it's hard to do, bro.
Seems tough.
Like, it's like, that means, like, out of all the positions, you're the best. So I'm going to go with the best quarterback. It's a quarterback question, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the best quarterback, like the all-pro. I got to. I mean, he ranks... Oh, his name is Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry. His name is Jalen Hurts. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
He ranks, third in total yards per game, right? He ranks 4th of total touchdowns. He ranks 1 of turnovers. And we all know that when you turn the ball over, you lose. And the best stat, because I know that we don't really care about, like, the opponents nowadays, but I do. Joy does, too. You sometimes. He's 5-0, right? Like, undefeated against playoff teams. Not like teams is barely making the playoffs. Like, playoff teams, he's 5-0. So I'm going with Jalen Hurts, the all-pro, the only all-pro on the board.
This is wild.
Number one in turnovers. Sorry.
This is a wild place to be because, like, throughout his career, Dak's been going up against the Rodgers, the Bradys of the world. Dak's the most accomplished quarterback left in the field. And I even say that with Jalen Hurts being named a second-team all-pro. Second. I'm just saying. It's impressive.
You see what I'm saying about this guy?
Oh. Hey.
This is I'm talking about.
We're talking about three guys that have had wonderful seasons. These are small sample sizes. Brock Purdy, 6 games. Jalen Hurts, 1 very fantastic season. Still 1 season. And by the way, 3 picks in the last 2 games. We'll see how he finishes it.
Dak ever been all-pro?
Dak's never been all-pro.
Oh, he's been alternate Pro Bowl, though.
Dak's won a playoff game, though.
He's been all-Pro Bowl.
Dak's won 2 playoff games. That's more than Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts has none. Brock Purdy and Daniel Jones just won their first ones. Jalen Hurts is 1-2 versus Dallas all time. He's never beaten Dak Prescott. He's 0-1. Daniel Jones, he's having an amazing season. It's incredible. But, like, don't bring the Giants into a conversation about the Cowboys because if there's, like, one inarguable truth, it's that the Dak Prescott Cowboys own the Giants. He hasn't lost to them since he was a rookie.
Look at the finger guns on Jalen.
Boom, 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 boom.
See them guns?
That looks good. See? He's doing it.
He ain't doing like how you did.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
How do you know? That's a picture. It might, you know, in the video, it might be like
Joy, can you break this down for me as
well? Live in the past, Dave.
Different guns.
Wow. I'm going with Dak Prescott, the most accomplished to this point of the four.
Joy, who you trust the most out of those four NFC quarterbacks?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Jalen Hurts has played at the highest level for the most amount of time this season.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about trust, what establishes trust? Consistency. Showing up. Doing the same thing all the time. That's what consistency is. That's what trust is. I have established trust in Jalen Hurts this season. We are in the playoffs right now.
No matter what you did last season, no matter what you did the year before.
That's right.
Dak just came off a great game. Brock Purdy won a game. He looked good enough. And Daniel Jones has a lot of momentum as well. Everybody's playing at a high level right now. So it's not outrageous to really pick any of them. But I think Jalen Hurts, the All-Pro, the one that was in the MVP conversation this season,
is the one
that I'm trusting. We all know what the stats are. We know he's not a guy who turns the ball over consistently. And I don't like to get too much into the intangibles, because I think any time that you play at a high level, you have real confidence in yourself. But if there's a team, I believe, that can, you know, get around this bye monster, that, like, normally it's a good thing.
It's like a bad thing being a bye.
It can be.
But where I will say with the Eagles, it doesn't give me as much pause, is it's not just about Jalen. They had big-time players that needed some time to get healthy who have been there before.
True.
So, to me, it's not just about Jalen with this bye, and I don't think he looked rusty. He didn't look his best in the last game that we saw, but he looked healthy. Right. And now we know everything's going to get turned up once he's out there on the field. Oh. So, I'm going to go with Hurts, the All-Pro. The second team.
Yeah, right. You know what? There's two quarterbacks that get named All-Pro, right? So, sorry for the shade, Jalen. It is a hell of an accomplishment. But, again, go through this list. That is a fair argument this year. But if you're talking about body of work, is it even close? I guess.
Dak has the most experience in the postseason.
He's got the most years of playing at a high level.
That is a factual statement.
What's fascinating to me, and interestingly enough, if you disregard opponent, I would trust Dak Prescott the most. If you include the opponent, I trust Jalen.
He's got the toughest assignment. Yeah.
Correct. The only reason I would say I trust Dak Prescott the most, in all honesty, he has just as many playoff wins as a whole field combined, and he has more playoff games than the whole field combined. Jalen Hurts, one playoff game. Daniel Jones, one playoff game. Brock Purdy, one playoff game. Dak Prescott, he's been there, and he's failed. He's been there, and now he's succeeding. So I'm looking at Dak Prescott like, okay, how are you playing over the last month? How are you playing over the last three games? How are you playing in totality?
Right, good question.
Because Dak Prescott had a terrible game against Washington, and Jalen Hurts had a really bad game against the Bears. Dak Prescott had a really good game last week against the Bucs, and Jalen Hurts had a really good game against the Titans. So if I'm looking at the last month of football, because here's what's fascinating. Where do we draw our lines? Y'all don't count Dak Prescott the first 5 years. I get it. But we count this whole season. But I don't think September and October have any meaning on what's going to happen this weekend. I believe December, January do, but I don't know that, like, what happened in the month of September really matters. I don't know that Dak Prescott's injury, his thumb injury back in October matter, and I don't think the Jalen Hurts for a touchdown game against the Steelers really matter. I think the last month tells you anything. So, Shady, Joy, where do y'all cut off?
Well, if we're doing the last month, then we should expect multiple turnovers from Dak Prescott bad game.
You should, but you also should expect
and pick six, too.
Sure, but you also have to expect a 40-point game. You also have to expect a 30-point game. You might have to expect a 54-point game.
Look at you over here on the Dak Prescott train.
I'm not anybody's train. I'm just on facts. Like, Dak Prescott turns the ball over. He does.
Okay, but we know that turning the ball over at a high level in the playoffs mostly always means you're going to lose. So if we just do the last month, yeah, Jalen's been banged up and hasn't played his best football. Dak Prescott's been turning the ball over. What is the line?
That's what I'm trying. For me, I go last month.
You know what I don't like that you do? I just got to be honest. I'm just saying this as Urban, you talk, and just, you have some good points. But, like, I hate how you act like you can play all this football, right, and it's, now it's the playoffs, it's going to disappear. Like Tom Brady, right, and I'm a Tom Brady fan, he played bad all year, right? They didn't play good as a team. Mm-hmm. Everybody got in the playoffs. They had a losing record. In the playoffs, he was going to make a way different.
No, he wasn't.
But you think because of his history, right, and all that he did in the past. We got to go on this year. So, granted, Dak had a great game, right? But I'm thinking he's going to be consistent of being Dak Prescott. So the whole year I watched him for the 12 games, lead the NFL in picks, I think that this game he's going to throw picks because that's what he's done. Oh, let me finish. Jalen Hurts. I know I got to hurt because I know they talk. But Jalen Hurts, the whole year he's been balling, right?
Yep.
Had a hiccup, one or two games. But I think he's going to be good again.
I'm not mad at him at all, and I don't doubt it at all. I think Jalen Hurts will win his game. I think Dak Prescott will lose his, for what it's worth. Coming up, we're through the first round of playoffs. So who is in first place in our speak standings? We've picked about 80 games today.
I can't wait. Next, Thompson.
I've never met a more sore loser in my life than LeSean McCoy.
You say loser like it's over.
I know, but he's currently losing as we reveal the standings. Joy's putting up a great fight. Dave Hellman's making a comeback.
That's kind.
I'm rallying.
Shady, explain yourself.
Yeah, I got a pimple right here, though.
No. Let's focus on what's important, Shady. Let's focus on the fact that I chose back on top where he belongs, and you're somewhere.
I've been down before.
You'll stay there.
Eagles will play the Niners.
For us.